welcome to the BNI podcast. My name is Brandon Suba. I'm the Senior Area Director for BNI of the Heartland. And today with me, I have a very special guest. I have Nelly Nutty, who is our Area Director in the Wyoming area. Nelly, how are you today?
I am great, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Super. So what we like to do is let our area directors kind of get their feet wet and get to know their members and kind of get comfortable in their role as an area director with BNI. And then we like to interview them and kind of get their backstory and see what makes them tick, see what got them into BNI and kind of how they've evolved into the area director role. So Nelly and I are on the computer. This is still face-to-face, but she is in Gillette, Wyoming currently, and I'm sitting in my office in Omaha. So I love that tradition plus innovation. We're able to do these podcasts, even though we are miles apart. So, Nelly, why don't you get us started and tell us a little bit about your current career, if you will, and how you got into that with Mary Kay.
Okay, well, I am a sales director with Mary Kay, and I've been a sales director for the past 10 years. But prior to that, I was a teacher, and I actually taught at a community college. So I love the fact that my Mary Kay business allows me to continue teaching adults because that's where my passion is. And BNI fits right in with that as well.
Perfect. So now you came on with the Mary Kay team, and what then got you into BNI with your business?
So about 11 years ago, we moved from Green River, Wyoming to Gillette, Wyoming. And it was at that time that I decided to take my business up to the next level. I had just been working my Mary Kay business on the side. It was my hobby. I taught full-time at that time. My kids were young. And so we moved to Gillette. I was kind of nervous about having a teenager. My daughter was getting ready to start junior high school, seventh grade. My son was going into fourth grade. And so I really wanted that flexibility that you can get from having your own business. And so I made the conscious choice that I would not pursue a teaching position. And instead, I'd really pursue my business. And I knew nobody here. So we didn't come here with family or friends that we were, in fact, most people, when we told them we were moving to Gillette, they rolled their eyes and said, oh my goodness, you know. It's funny because I've come full circle. We're now moving back to Rock Springs, and I get the same response from my Gillette friends about they can't believe we're moving to Rock Springs. But that's another story. But back to my Mary Kay business, you know, I really decided I wanted to pick up the pace and make it my full-time thing. And so I started pursuing that. And over the course of that, I had become a sales director. I earned my first and second car in Mary Kay and ran into someone who was starting a BNI chapter. So that was about 4 years ago in Gillette. And I had never heard of BNI. And I really didn't have any idea if it would be something that I would like, but I love the idea of building relationships and having a group that met on a regular basis. But I will say that if somebody had told me I'd be spending money to meet with people for 90 minutes every week before I actually went to a meeting, I'm not sure I would have went. Because I really, the time commitment and the financial commitment, I might not have seen the value in until I actually went to a meeting and went, wow, this is powerful.
So you started in a core group process. Is that correct?
Yes. We were building the first chapter here in Gillette 4 years ago, Success Unlimited. And actually, Dr. Bob came over from Spearfish to kind of help us get going. Because I think they had started a chapter in Spearfish right before that.
Okay.
And he had an office here in Gillette, and he'd really seen the value of this BNI thing. And he wanted to have that same connection here in Gillette. So he started just gathering people, and his mother is a Mary Kay sales director. So that's how I got connected with BNI, because she couldn't come over from Spearfish, you know, once a week. She didn't really want to make that commitment. And I was a director in Gillette, so she reached out to me and kind of encouraged me to go check it out. So that's how I got connected. And so, yeah, I started in that first core group.
And about how large was the core group when you showed up? Do you recall?
You know, they were already at about between 15 and 20 members. So they were very close to the cusp of becoming an actual group, because it was within, I think, that first month that we actually had to elect officers, you know, kind of decide who was going to be serving in those roles, and started our leadership team. And I actually volunteered to be the education coordinator because, you know, my background's in education, and I really didn't have a problem with coming up with things to teach on, not realizing that BNI has a whole wealth of that already for us, which is really nice. You know, I already had that background and I already had a lot of teaching from my Mary Kay experience, but BNI has their own, which really makes it nice for anybody to take that role.
So for the listeners, if they know my background well enough, Nellie and I, when we're in a room together, we get along pretty well, seeing that we both have that passion of the education coordinator position and really enjoy that side of BNI, which is great, which probably had a lot to do then with your transferring into the area director role. So we'll fast forward a little bit, and you've now launched the chapter and you've been a member for a while, and then somebody might have reached out to you, or you might have had an opportunity. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, when we knew that there was a position open in the state of Wyoming for a BNI director, I had a couple people say, oh, you ought to look into that. You'd be good at that. And so I just thought, you know, maybe that would be fun, because what BNI has given me that I didn't have in Mary Kay, and this may sound kind of weird, but you know, I work primarily with women. My target market in Mary Kay is women. And so BNI has given me that place where I can actually have a more diverse group of professionals. I'm working with men and women, and there's just a whole different way of interacting and teaching in that kind of environment than a all women environment. So, I thought, you know, I would enjoy that. I would enjoy the teaching on a bigger scale on a regular basis, and interacting with people around the state, because my business takes me traveling anyway. And so it's kind of another way for me to kind of pursue people outside of just mainstream Gillette area, and now soon to be mainstream Rock Springs area will keep me moving. So.
Perfect. Okay. So now that you've taken the area director role on, which you do a fantastic job, we're very lucky to have you on the team. What have you noticed different towards BNI now? Because you've seen kind of the backside of BNI, you know, working on the director side. You were a member. You've gone through core group. You've really done a lot in the BNI world. So what's your big takeaway? What kind of have you seen good, bad, and different now that you've been so involved?
Well, what I noticed just initially being able to see all six chapters that are currently up and running in Wyoming, because there's only six right now, and then there's a core chapter in Cheyenne, and seeing the diverse culture in those six chapters has been fun. And sometimes challenging, because of course I'm bringing my own perspective on from the chapter that I have been primarily attached to. But what I guess I really notice is the attitude of the members really equates to a successful chapter. When the attitude is great, when people are enjoying each other and they're not whining and complaining. I just heard a statement that said, when people are winning, they're not whining. Huh? And I really think that's true in BNI. When a BNI chapter is growing and is successful, even in the, like, I never really paid attention to traffic lights before. And now, you know, I see the traffic lights, and I look at the chapter's traffic lights, and I really see that equating to that health of a chapter. When their traffic lights are green or even yellow, the chapter's really feeling good about the activity in their chapter, the people of their chapter. They're happy in their own businesses. They're moving in an upward way versus just kind of stagnant, hanging out, complaining about, you know, the economy and the president and everything else. You know, I think there's just such a correlation between that positive, really going for it kind of attitude, and then people that whine about what's not happening for them.
Well, I think that's a great point. And culture plays huge into the BNI world. One of the great quotes from Dr. Ivan Meisner is, culture eats strategy for breakfast. And when I first heard that, everybody around me got it right away. And their eyes got big and they're like, oh, that's so awesome. And I had no idea what it meant. And so I just kind of went with the crowd. I'm like, yeah, that's so awesome. But then just kind of like you, as I started visiting more and more chapters in different states, even that was probably my big advantage, is to go to even different regions and see how the BNI chapters were. I learned very quickly, we all have the same strategy in BNI, right? Follow the agenda, do the one-to-ones, follow up, all that great stuff. But it's the culture of a chapter that I think really helps members decide what chapter they're going to join, or I should say visitors decide what chapter they're going to join, because I know there's a few chapters that I would fit very, very well in, my personality-wise, but then I know I work with some chapters that as a member, I probably would not fit in as well. Luckily, they accept me as a director, so that's awesome. But as a member, I know it would just be possibly a struggle to fit into their culture because it's not just necessarily my personality. So that's an awesome observation. And I think that makes you stronger as a director, that you can see that, because once again, just because it works for one chapter doesn't necessarily mean a concept's going to work for another chapter. And it's our job as directors to be that neutral concept, but still work with chapters how they're going to succeed the best. Mm-hmm. So fantastic. Well, you kind of get an open forum here. Is there anything else that you have on your mind, or anything that you were kind of planning on saying that we didn't get to touch on?
Well, I'm really excited about the growth that's happening in BNI the Heartland, because one of the things, you know, we shared at the advanced leadership training was that of the net 170 BNI people who've joined in the U.S., a third of them came from our mm-hmm. our area, and that's really exciting. And I really see how when BNI is already in a city, it can really take off and grow fast. Like in Gillette, we had the one chapter, and now we have three. In Casper, they start out with the one chapter. Now they have two, and they have a third one now interested in joining. It definitely, once BNI is discovered and it's worked well and it's proven to work the way it's set up to work, and when people follow that strategy, the growth can really be exponential. So I really am excited about the growth that can happen now in the southern part of the state that doesn't really have BNI right now. And even on maybe the west side and maybe a little in other areas as well. You know, Wyoming's a very big state with a very few people. So once people start connecting the dots and start saying, huh, you know, like in Gillette right now, people are like, is this BNI thing a cult or what? I mean, I hear all these people are in BNI and they're so excited about it and talking about it all the time. And I think that's the success that people will find in BNI once that fire gets lit in all those other communities that you don't yet know what they're missing yet.
Perfect. One other thing, if you found that closing statement pretty awesome as I did, also take advantage of Nellie's blogs that she puts out about every other month in the BNI Heartland blog. As directors, we kind of switch on and off is when we post those or when we write those. And from the beginning of Nellie writing them, I've always been inspired and excited to read what she has to write, because it's great information and there's always a little motivation in there. Sometimes more than others, but there's always a little motivation in there, and that's very well appreciated. So once again, these podcasts are for the members. And if you'd ever like us to cover a topic in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Nellie, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me.
And we will talk to you on a future podcast.